All right, a pleasure to bring in the third base coach of the San Francisco Giants, and that is the Professor Ron Wotus. Whoa, big day for you today, big day for the ball club. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing great, although I did have limited sleep last night. You know, when you have a game like we had yesterday, you tend to toss and turn, and if only, if we, or should I, or, you know, all those things go through your head. Obviously, it was a game that we really wanted to win. So, as far as I'm going, you know, we have a lot more games left. So it's business as usual for me. And it's really hard to think about anything other than the game at hand today.
Well, this one reminds me a little bit of 2010. With Jonathan Sanchez, who was on top of his game, and Latos, and yesterday 40,000 in the park, and the place was going nuts. It was playoff game atmosphere without a doubt. And today reminds me of that Sunday of going out there knowing you had to win a game. I get that feeling again.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Great energy yesterday with the fans. We were full. Obviously, expect the same thing today. And I feel good about today. We got Webby going on the hill. He's been one of our best guys in the second half. You kind of expect that the Padres will have a bullpen game. You know, we're going to see a lot of arms today, I would expect. They used their good lefty yesterday. Musgrove was outstanding. I thought that was one of the best games I've seen him pitch. His command was on. He pitched us really, really tough. So, hopefully we won't be facing that same arm today, a quality of arm, and we'll get some different guys and we can put some runs on the board.
Well, how about Slater and the pinch hit home run? And what's his slap when he goes past you? Is he a handshake? What do you do with him?
You know, I don't know with him. We're always so confused. Sometimes we go low. Sometimes we go high. I've been a little more hesitant to go high with some of these guys in big moments, because I don't want to blow out a rotator cuff. You know what I mean? When you pitch, yeah. If they come in too hot, like Hunter Pence did back in Oakland after a big home run, it could be trouble for the right shoulder.
Well, look, he was so happy. I thought he was going to jump in your arms when he came around third. And you know, come on, it was a big home run, his fourth pinch hit home run of the year. And you're the team 18th. I mean, just digest that for a minute, 18 pinch hit home runs.
Yeah, well, it's the way we play. You know, I'm not to take anything away from what these guys have done. I mean, a couple points on that matter. We've probably had more pinch hits than any Giant team I've been a part of, with the platooning and the not just platooning, but the matchups during the course of the game. And then as well, I think we touched on it, I think, a few shows ago. You know, these guys do a great job in the cage preparing for that at bat. You know, they're not just hitting off, you know, me or some dead arm. Can I say Billy Hayes? But he was a great BP thrower, right? He was really, really good. In the cage, getting ready for the at bat, they have they have the machines going. They have live arms. They have the report for the guy they're gonna face. And they get hot very, very early. So they're all lathered up. By the time they go to home plate, it's not like the candlestick days when you took the parka off and you walked to home plate and you went up there cold turkey. So they're really prepared, and they've been really aggressive in those at-bats, and it's really paid off.
You know, I was thinking about third being a third base coach, and Bruce Jenkins and I talked about you a little bit on the show today. And I've always said this to you, Will, that you're a shortstop still playing the game, and you go by your instinct. So I was going to ask you this. What advice would you give? You got advice from Joey Malfitano, from Flan, and all these people along the way. What advice would you give a young third base coach?
Well, a couple of things. I think first off, you want to take charge of the position. You know, you want to make sure the players look at you when they have to look at you. If a player's you can't get in his attention, you got to make sure you get his attention and they do the things that they need to do. So take charge. I mean, there's times you got to yell at a guy to step out of the box, or if you have to go down and talk to the hitter because you want to explain a situation and make sure he's on board or understands the situation, go down and talk to him. So, you know, feel free to do those things. It's all about preparation from there, really. you know, well, I guess I could say make the signs as simple as you can, right? You know, the players have a lot on their minds. They don't need some elaborate system to try to get your signs. Last thing you want to do is miss a sign in a big moment. So, you know, that could be a little hard to do at times when you have other people gawking at you and they have video cameras on you. But I think that's important to keep it simple for the players. And then, as you said, I think repetitions are important in preparation. You know, the scoreboard tells you the story, the outs, who's coming up, the inning, you know, the whole ball of wax. And if you don't do your preparation, check the infield, check the outfield, know the arms, et cetera, you know, every time, that's when you get caught off guard and you do something that you probably shouldn't do. And there, you need good luck on your side, Marty. You know, if you got two outs and there's a bullet to the outfield and you got an average runner and a guy that can throw, you got to make a decision whether you're going to, you know, roll the dice and make them throw you out, or you're going to stop them and play conservative. So those are the tougher decisions that you have to make, the actual read of the ball and the decision in the game whether to send or hold a guy.
Yeah, you do it well. You do it well, Woe. You know, how many years was it in between being the bench coach and going back to third base?
Well, let's see. I just coached in 98 at third base, and then I had one or two games out there when Flan went to a graduation for his daughter. I don't know if you remember this game. We had Benji Molina at the plate. It was in the first inning. He was hitting cleanup. Had Manny Burris at third base, and, you know, Boach put me out to coach third because I had the experience. So, you know, how many years? 98 to, I don't know, 2000, and what would the year be? I don't know what it was, 15 or something,
yeah,
like
something
that.
Yeah.
So I'm out there, and we have Benji Molina at the plate with two outs, and Manny Burris is at third. And Manny Burris bluffs like he's going to steal home. And I said, Manny, stay right here. Let Benji hit. Next pitch, he takes off for home plate. He tries to steal home. Pitcher quickens up his delivery. He's out at the plate. I'm livid. Ruined my whole day. It was in the first inning. Now I had to go back out there nine times. Not only did it ruin my day, but it ruined Tim Flannery's day because he was listening from the graduation about the game. And when Burris got thrown out, one of the broadcasters, and I don't know who it was, he said, oh, my God, Tim Flannery sent Manny Burris to steal home. And he wasn't even here. So a moment we'll never forget.
Oh, I love it. Very good. Hey, yesterday, talk about stars of the game. I thought Machado yesterday had really a special game. And, you know, we kicked around the strategy and maybe, you know, pitching around him and this and that. But the at-bat with Littell, boy, Littell throws 97, well, at the top of the zone, and it's not easy to hit a fly ball, and he did hit a fly ball. I thought that was the at-bat of the game yesterday.
Well, yeah, it was a big moment in the game, and Littell did such a great job, you know, punching out Tatis. I mean, you're in a bind. When you got second and third and nobody out, they very easily could score two runs in that inning, and you can lose the lead. Now, we are at home, right? And we have a one-run lead. So it's not the end of the game. We have nine outs to go. We have last at-bats. Sure, we'd like to get out of there with no runs. But if you get out of there with one run across in a tie game, we still feel like we're in pretty good shape and did our job. And basically, that's what we did. It's unfortunate that they tied the game. Then they were able to scratch out another run in extra innings, and we couldn't push one across against a tough Mark Melancon. And that was the difference.
Mm. Boy, what a day yesterday. Very exciting. Let me ask you a couple of things, you know, that I'd love to talk about, and that is the beauty of spring training. You know, who knows what your role will be next year, but what's it like going through the winter and getting ready for spring training? Because a lot of people say when they're not active anymore, the way you are now, that, boy, spring training comes and they get very antsy. What is spring training like for you when you get close in January?
Well, you know, it's such a long season, as you well know, Marty. Everybody knows. And then you have that break, and usually the weather starts warming up, and, you know, you're in late January, early February here in California, and you're outside a little bit, and you know you're going to be going, and you start getting the itch again. And certainly for a bench coach, which I was, you know, for 19 years, you know, you got to start calling people, you know, on January 1st, you got to start calling the coaches, setting the schedule, planning the schedules, and getting a lot of particulars done. So it really is a year-round job now for a lot of the coaches. A lot of coaches continue to work with hitters, you know, fielders. So I think the days of, you know, taking a few months off and then getting ready to go to spring training are almost gone. I mean, we have great facilities down in Arizona. The new spring training site is just unbelievable, I hear. They have a pitching lab down there. So I think you're going to have a lot of coaches working most of the winter, going in and out of Arizona to do some things, just like we did. There's conditioning camps, right, the training staff has. They have two of those a winter. You may go down to see them. But spring is a beautiful time of year, right? The long winter is over. The weather's warming up, and you go get started in baseball again. It's always a wonderful feeling.
Boy, you're going to have it, you know, in whatever role you have. That is part of baseball that I love, and that is that anticipation of when spring is going to start. Well, the playoffs are ahead. Well, and keys for the playoffs. You know, you've seen this team all year long. What does this team have to do? You are in. Hopefully you get it done today. What do you see as the key for you and this ball club here going into deep in October? Because we've got quite a month ahead of us.
Yeah, well, you know, players win you games, and you have to play loose and confident. I mean, obviously the starting pitcher makes a difference, but we've done it a little differently this year. I mean, our bullpen has been a shutdown bullpen for us. We go to the bullpen extremely early in a lot of games. Shoot, the last month we had how many bullpen games, and we're able to shut people out and only give up one run. So it's a little bit different. So, you know, I'd say the key for us is we need to score some runs. I mean, we're built to score runs, play good defense, not beat yourself. But I think this club needs to put some runs on the board as well. That's been our strength all year long. We've set records with home runs, pinch hits. We match up very well. And I think putting some runs across the board for this team is going to be as important as any aspect of the game for us.
All right. A little different than before. Pitching always was the key, key, key. Now hitting is a little bit more important. I got it.
Well, let me say, obviously pitching is always extremely important. But, right, you know, if you look at the way, you know, our starters have been, it's not like the old days where, you know, your starters are going complete games and eight innings and, you know, you got to use one or two guys out of the pen. We've used our pen. I don't know what the innings are, but they've been a big part of our success, and I don't expect that to change.
Boy, let me bring Bill in. I know Bill has some thoughts for you on this last day of a regular season for you, and you've got much more ahead, but go ahead, Bill.
First of all, congratulations to Marty and Ron. I congratulate you both because over the years you guys have put on some great interviews on Sunday morning, the professor and holding the class with Marty. But I want to do that first to congratulate both of you as we end a 162-game season this year. But, Ron, you said something earlier in one of your comments where you went home and you had a hard time sleeping. Fans don't realize it's not just hard on the players, it's hard on the coaches. You start thinking about all the different scenarios, all the different things that could change a game. As you reminisce on the 162nd game today, driving into the park, what were you thinking and why?
Well, you know, the same thoughts usually come through your head. It's like, boy, you go through a 162-game season, and here we are. It comes down to the last game, right? You think about all those close games that, you know, maybe you didn't finish off or if you lost late. And, you know, those things stick with you. This game is you got to honor the game. You got to play the game hard. And you got to give yourself every chance to win every day. And, you know, I think the approach of the club and how the club plays is so important because it seems like it always boils down to one day. And that's where we are again. And this is what you play for. And, you know, we worked so hard and played so well all season long. And here we go. I mean, we're in the playoffs, but there's no question we want to win a division. So those are some things that go through your head. But, Bill, I want to thank you for your nice comments. And it was good being with you as well. And, of course, obviously, congratulations to you too, Marty. the rabbi. It's just been an honor being on with you.
Oh, come on. I look forward to this every week, and we'll do more. You know, your radio career, your TV career, you've got a whole new career ahead of you. So we've got plenty to do. I was thinking about this, and, you know, longest tenured coach in Giants history. Do you have an all-WOTUS team, an all-WOE team that you could kind of put together and, you know, maybe some of your favorites along the way?
Yeah, you know, that is so hard to do because, you know, you have multiple favorites at every position. You know, obviously guys that would be on the team or, you know, guys I think early on in my career that I managed in the minor leagues, that it was just a special feeling to come to the Giants and coach them in the big leagues as well. And of course, the group I'm with now, the Poseys, the Belts, the Crawfords, guys that you have won championships with that are still here. I mean, you got to throw Bum in there, obviously, what he's done for us. But if you go way back, you know, I was very impressionable my first few years. You know, the Bill Millers, the Rich Aurelias, the JT Snows, Rob Nen. You know, there's a lot of these guys that are still in the game. Sean Estes, I had him in the minor leagues. And a lot of them, you know, you still have a relationship with. So that's the thing about this game and the thing that I've really enjoyed is all the people that I've been able to share this great game with on the field, and to continue to have those relationships is really, really special.
You know, Ron, you just said that about them, but I guarantee if you ask them what about you, they would probably say even more of the accolades that you have done for them. When you look at all the Gold Glove infielders from Panic getting his first, Crawford, and just with working with Longoria at third base, all the different things that you've done in your career in a Giants uniform, and today on the 162nd day, this is your final day in that third base coaching box, and I want to commend you, and I hope Giants fans do that for you today at the ballpark, because it's been a great ride. It's been an educational ride. You have done so much for the Giants organization. And all I can do is stand up and applaud for you today.
Well, Bill, thank you very much. And, you know, you would have been on my favorites list if you didn't strike me out. If you didn't strike me out all the time. You would have made it on the list. But
well,
I really
still got that sinker slider on you.
I know. Well, you still have the bone chip more than anything. But I hope I didn't leave. I've left so many players out. You know, it's a tough thing to mention all the guys that you love, and I appreciate those comments, Bill. Thank you so much.
It's great. I'm going to do a little lightning rod round with you here. I'll just give you a name, and you give me your reaction. This covers some of your career. Brian Sabian.
Oh, God. Well, he's the boss, you know. He's the godfather. He's the one that, you know, probably the main reason that I've been here so long is Brian Sabian giving me a chance and treating us all so well. So I can't say enough about Saves and what he's meant to me in my career.
Eddie Montague just sent a text wishing you congratulations and the best to you and a great career. Eddie Montague.
Oh, great umpire, great friend. And I utilized his expertise quite a bit over the years. So I'm so grateful. Another local guy and Eddie, that he would always engage with me on questions and help me along the way. So thanks to Eddie.
Philippe Alou.
Well, you know, I've been fortunate to work for some great managers, and you can never forget Philippe. You know, the man is better than the wine is one of his favorite sayings, obviously. And all I've learned from him, and he introduced me to the red wine, and which I enjoy so much, but just the thrill to be around a legend like that and what he's accomplished in the game. And just his evaluation, I can go on and on, but I was very fortunate to work alongside Philippe Alou.
And Dusty Baker.
Well, Dusty, I think I've said it before. He was the perfect guy for me to be next to when I got to the big leagues, because I was a little rigid and a little kind of stuck on the work, and he really showed me the importance of you know, the relationship and how to treat people, and I just love playing for Dusty. He's a great friend right now, and you know, now that you mention him, five teams to the playoffs. Yeah. I think he's one of the greatest managers of all time, what he's just accomplished in the game. And I hope we get to see him in the World Series, because if we don't win it, I hope he can win it.
Bruce Bochy.
Boch, well, what can we say? Old school, grew up from the school of hard knocks, a man's man, three world championships here. We had so much fun. He treated us so well in the fact that he let us do our work and the success that we had. And those are days with Boch and the whole staff that you will never, ever forget. And I enjoy talking to Boch now. We have a lot more fun now in our conversations than we did in the heat of the moment. And I'm grateful he's still around in the organization.
Dave Righetti.
What can you say about Rags? You know, one of the greatest pitchers in the game had, you know, a true Yankee, a true friend. We've been through so many battles together. In matter of fact, you know, when I started out in San Jose as a manager, he had a house, and I think it was anyways, he had this house in San Jose, and Rags let me stay there. So we knew each other a little bit, and I rented his house from him, and when I was an A-ball manager, and he was always so great to me the rest of the career, and one of the great coaches to our World Series runs.
Crook and Kipe.
Well, when they're not making fun of my hair, I love these guys.
They do get on it.
It's all in fun. I love them. As everybody tells me and everybody says, we have the best announcers in baseball. I truly believe it. They're always so positive with everybody and upbeat, and they treat us all so well. Just not me, but the players, everybody involved with the Giants. We're lucky to have those guys as the face of the organization and calling the games.
Boy, so we go on. How about Gabe Kapler and what you've seen in the last couple of years? Because you've seen from Bruce Bochy to Brian Sabian, Dusty, and how about Gabe Kapler?
Well, it's been a real treat to work for Cap. He has treated me as well as anybody has. I mean, he goes out of his way to make sure people are motivated, are feeling good, and he certainly has done that with me. And to be on board with the 2 years with him, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think he's a guy I'll certainly have a relationship with going forward. I hope so, because he has just been, and he's done a tremendous job here. I mean, look at the change we've had. Who would have thought we'd have 106 wins this year? Mm. So another guy that's done a tremendous job, and it just treats people right.
How about Farhan and putting together a whole new organization? Well, I mean, from top to bottom, how about that?
No doubt, and it's not easy to do. I mean, he came in here, and we had a different culture, and he turned this thing, 180 degrees on the approach and the way we do things, and he has done a tremendous job. And then he hired on Scott, and here they are, the organization's rolling again. And he has just done a great job for the San Francisco Giants.
So that shows you that, you know, how many years you've done this and the people you've come in contact with. And I'll mention one other that I love, and I love talking ball with him. That's Lee Elder, who is Brian Sabian's right-hand man and a great scout.
Yes, Lee. You know, when you mention, you know, Saves and Lee Elder and the Dick Tidros, and of course, when you win and you have three world championships together, those are memories and feelings that you mention a guy's name, and it's all good. And Lee has always been like that. You know, he's the one guy that made you laugh, always kept things light, and he likes to enjoy himself. An old-time scout who helped us on the field, but helped us all even more with his levity and humor.
Well, I wish you well, Woe. It's been, look, we've had so much fun together doing these shows. You're the professor. We do it for River Islands, and we've been out to River Islands together and all the things they do out there in Islanders Field and the different homes and all the different styles and everything. It's been great to talk about River Islands with you. But for me, this is great. As I tell people, there is no other program that takes an active coach like you and can break the game down, honestly, each Sunday. So I think you've done a great job, and I look forward to doing this with you many, many more times.
Well, I hope so, Marty. I hope we can continue this. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, Bill. I've enjoyed being with you as well. And, hey, I don't know if you're going to keep going, but hopefully we have a few more Sundays to talk, Marty.
Absolutely. All right. Well, have a great day, Bill.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Go ahead. Yeah,
no,
thanks,
I just wanted to say thank him. That's what thank him, and it's been a delight listening to him, and just a professor with the word, and he has been awesome. And, again, Ron, win one more game today for Giants fans.
Yep, get that arm swinging well.
I'm going to go heat it up right now, Marty, and stretch it out.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Will.
All right, guys. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. That is our third base coach and the great Ron Wotus, and today is his last game. And if you're coming out to the game, he'll get a great ovation today, won't he, Bill? Don't you think?
He has to. I mean, he's been a delight. And, you know, all the names that you just mentioned, just go back in time with him. And he has just been respected by each one of those gentlemen that you said, all the managers that he's coached under, all the front office people, and all the fans love him. And that is something that we'll always remember from Ron Wotus. And he's not done yet. We know that, Marty. He's got more baseball in his life.
Boy, what a career. What a career. Boy, what an exciting day today for everybody coming out to the ballpark. Probably be a sellout again today. And I think, as Woe says, a bullpen game on the other side, and they've got to score their runs.
Yeah.
That's the key for the ball club today, score their runs and make it easy. And that's been sort of the trademark. I'm glad he said that, of this 2021 team. 106 wins. Come on. I said 107 a few weeks ago. I'm hoping
that's
to get
what it's going
to
take, Marty. It's going to take 107.
107. It's an unbelievable number. All right. More coming up. Henry Schulman will join us. And I love talking ball with Henry coming up right after this.